Oyate Health Clinic started out serving 12,000 patients and was operating in a building constructed in the late 19th century. Now, the clinic is in a new facility and is serving nearly double the number of patients. Geraldine Church is the president and CEO of Oyate Health Clinic. The Minikoju Lakota says Oyate Health incorporates culture into healthcare. Church says Oyate's approach is what sets them apart from other health systems.
We listen to our relatives. We don't refer to the people we serve as patients or clients or consumers. They are our relatives and we treat them as such. So before we incorporate any new policy, any new service, any change in how we provide healthcare, we get feedback from the community and we ask them and we continually ask them how we're doing.
Church says the clinic is looking to expand services. Healthcare is a treaty right for tribal members. Ryman LeBeau is the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Chairman, as well as chairman of the Great Sioux Tribal Leaders Health Board. He was at the Sioux Sand Building 5 years ago when tribes took control of the former boarding school and tuberculosis sanatorium. The Two Kettle Lakota says the clinic is tribal sovereignty in action.
And providing healthcare for our people. So that really changes the narrative here. We're no longer relying on Indian Health Service to provide good health care. We're doing it ourselves. So that's real sovereignty there, and we're sustainable at it.
LeBeau says insurance billing has been a big success in funding the clinic. He says it allows for other services to get brought in. LeBeau says the goal is for the clinic to receive referrals from nearby reservations. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.